Left. Left. Hip, 2, 3, 4. Hip, 2, 3, 4. Left. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip. Hip, 2, 3, 4, hip.
Ah, yes. Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. This is Wake Up Call. And this Wake Up Call is for the 17th of May, 2018. I haven't decided on a title of the sermon today. I do believe I will call it a great disappointment. Going to read a lot of scripture. You need to write this stuff down and read along with me. First scripture is the book of Exodus. Book of Exodus, chapter 12. Verse 12. That's chapter 12, verse 12, book of Exodus. I'm not going to read the entire verse, I'm just going to read part of it. And on all the mighty ones, in your King James it would say gods, of Mitzrayim, that's Egypt, I shall execute judgment. I am Yahweh. Exodus, chapter 18. The page stuck together. That's not good. Verse 11 of chapter 18. Now I know that Yahweh is greater than all the mighty ones. That would be gods. Little g gods. Indeed, in the matter in which they acted proudly above them. Okay, the mighty ones, the gods. Chapter 20, Exodus chapter 20, verse 3, 4, and 5. Verse 3, chapter 20, you shall have no other mighty ones against my face. Verse 4. You do not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of that which is in the heavens above, or which is in the earth beneath, or which is in the waters under the earth. verse 5, part of it. You do not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, Yahweh, your Elohim, am a jealous El. Exodus chapter 23. Chapter 23, verses 13, 24, 32, and 33. Exodus 23, 13. And in all that I have said to you, take heed and make no mention of the name of other mighty ones, that's gods, little g gods, let it not be heard from your mouth. Chapter 23, verse 24. Do not bow down to their mighty ones, nor serve them, nor do according to their works. But without fail overthrow them, and without fail break down their pillars. Verse 32 and 33. Do not make a covenant with them, nor with their mighty ones. Verse 33, let them not dwell in your land, lest they make you sin against me when you serve their mighty ones, when it becomes a snare to you. Is this registering here? The book of Numbers, brothers and sisters, Numbers, chapter 25, that's Numbers, chapter 25, verses 2, 3, and 5. This is an example of what Yahweh would have us do to those that worship other Elohim, little g gods. Verse 2. And they invited the people to the slaughterings of their mighty ones, and the people ate and bowed down to their mighty ones. Verse 3. Thus Israel was joined to Baal Peor. And the displeasure of Yahweh burned against Israel. Verse 5. And Moshe said to the judges of Israel, each one of you kill his men who were joined to Baal Peor. Pardon me, I need to clear my throat. All right. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 28. Is about the dispersion, what's going to happen if we don't obey Yahweh. We'll be driven out among these nations. Okay. Verse 28. And there you shall serve mighty ones, or little g gods, okay, in the King James. the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. Deuteronomy chapter 5. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 7, 8, and 9, part of 9. Verse 7, you have no other mighty ones against my face. Verse 8, you do not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of which is in the heavens above, or which is in the earth beneath, or which is in the waters under the earth. And part of verse 9, you do not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, Yahweh, your Elohim, am a jealous El. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6. Chapter 6, verses 14 and 15. Verse 14. Do not go after other mighty ones, little g gods again in your King James. The mighty ones are the people who are all around you. Verse 15. For Yahweh your Elohim is a jealous El in your midst, lest the displeasure of Yahweh your Elohim burn against you. Then he shall destroy you from the face of the earth. We are in a new land now, and we have allowed other Elohim to come into this land, and people that worship these other Elohim. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 19. And it shall be, if you by any means forget Yahweh your Elohim and follow other mighty ones and serve them and bow yourself to them, I have warned you this day that you shall certainly perish. And as what is happening to Israel today, Israel is in apostasy. And we are perishing, not the faithful, not the remnant, but those who call upon the name of other Elohim and those who associate themselves with them. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 16. 11:16 in Deuteronomy. Guard yourself, lest your heart be deceived and you turn aside and serve other mighty ones and bow down to them. Chapter 11, verse 28 in the book of Deuteronomy. Talking about blessing and cursings. Verse 28. And the curse, if you do not obey the commands of Yahweh your Elohim, but turn aside from the way which I command you today to go after other mighty ones, which you have not known. Plain and simple. not pulling any punches, not mincing words. We're talking about the wrath of Yahweh for idolatry. Verse 7 of chapter 23 of the book of Joshua. That is Joshua chapter 23. Turn there, please. Verse 7. That the nations that are among Israel and the false gods of other nations, so as not to go in among these nations, these who remain among you. Well, they're among us today, and our people are being corrupted by other Elohim. And make no mention of the name of their mighty ones, nor swear by them, nor serve them, nor bow down to them. I have great disappointment because I see and hear some of our people, our own people, having fellowship with worshipers of other Elohim, allowing them to have influence. Let us turn into the New Covenant. The book of 2 Corinthians, please. 2 Corinthians. Chapter 6. Beginning in verse 14. That's 2 Corinthians 6, beginning in verse 14. Do not become unevenly yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership or fellowship, in your King James, has righteousness and lawlessness? And what fellowship has light with darkness? Verse 15. And what agreement has Messiah with Belial? That's worthlessness. Or what part does a believer have with an unbeliever? What part do you have with an unbeliever? Why would you affiliate with an unbeliever? Verse 16. And what union has the dwelling place of Elohim with idols? For you are a dwelling place of the living Elohim, as Elohim has said, I shall dwell in them and walk among them, and I shall be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. Verse 17, therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says Yahweh, and do not touch what is unclean, and I shall receive you. And idols are unclean, and we are to be separate from idols. Thus says the word And if anybody doesn't like what the word says, that's just too bad. No idols. No association with anybody that worships idols. No fellowship with light and darkness. No fellowship between a believer and an unbeliever. And what union has the dwelling place of Elohim with idols? For you are a dwelling place of the living Elohim. You're not to call on their name. You're not to mention the name of these false little g gods. Second Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 and 14. That's 2 Corinthians 11, verses 13 and 14. Verse 13 of chapter 11. For such are false emissaries, deceptive workers, masquerading as emissaries of Messiah. That's going to be verse 15 too. Verse 14. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as a messenger of light. I'm doing good works in the name of false gods. Verse 15. Is it not surprising then if his servants also masquerade as servants of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works? Tell a little bit of truth, do a little bit of good, and then slip that deception in. Slip it in slowly, carefully. You're not going to fool the Holy Spirit. You don't go along to get along. You don't fellowship with those who worship false gods for any reason. There is no excuse for that. Don't present yourself as righteous when you fellowship or associate or promote those who worship false Elohim. Homie, don't play that. Sorry, folks. I'm not going to go for it. The book of Galatians. Book of Galatians, chapter 1, starting in verse 7. I'm going to read part of verse 7. Only there are some who are troubling you and wishing to pervert the good news of Messiah. Verse 8. However, even if we or a messenger out of heaven bring a good news to you besides what we announce to you, let him be accursed, or her. Verse 9, as we have said before, and now I say again, if anyone brings a good news to you beside what you have received, let him be accursed, or her. And that goes for this New Age nonsense out here. I wasn't going to do a sermon on this, but the Holy Spirit has just gripped me, and I can't help it. I'm unloading the word about what has gone on lately. Book of Ephesians, chapter 5. Verses 11 and 12. That's chapter 5 of Ephesians, verses 11 and 12. Verse 11. And have no fellowship with the fruitless works of darkness, but rather convict them. Verse 12. For it is a shame even to speak of what is done by them in secret. Are you mad yet? Are you angry? Are you frothing at the mouth? Oh, man. You can't preach this. You hear the Holy Spirit speaking. And if it upsets you, good. I'm glad. Because I am angry with a righteous anger right about now. Yahweh's anger. You shall make no mention of other Elohim. Deal with that. If you do, if you mess with people that do, you oppose the Father. So don't present yourself as somebody preaching the gospel when you're going to deal with idolaters. No matter what their little namby-pamby works might be, and their lame excuses, if they call on the name of other Elohim, they are of the devil. The book of Revelations, chapter 3. Verses 15 and 16. Chapter 3, verse 15. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I would that you were cold or hot. Verse 16. So, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I am going to vomit you out of my mouth. Thus saith the word. Close the book. Brothers and sisters of Israel, we are never to associate ourselves in any manner with people that worship other Elohim. I don't care what they're engaged in. I don't care what they say and the excuses they make and dancing around the subject. When they openly use the name of other small g gods, other Elohim, they are in direct opposition and in violation of the word of Yahweh. And that's how it is. That's just how it is, whether you like it or not. I don't care what you like. I don't care if you're mad at me. Because I speak the truth. I just quoted the word of Yahweh. The word. If you don't want to go by that word, don't call yourself Christian identity. don't associate with us. Go off somewhere and do your own thing. But I am not going to sit by and have idolaters promoted among Christian Israel. I'm not going to stand for it. I just won't. And if that angers someone, I don't care whether they get angry. I don't care whether they froth at the mouth. They're so angry. I'm not stabbing anybody in the back. I'm doing this right out front, and I'm calling a spade a spade. And when I hear this New Age garbage promoted, I'm going to call BS on it. I have listened to the slipping away of the moral standards on Eurofolk Radio. I have heard foul language. That offends Christian people. And this is the last straw. I went to a website and I looked at the website and I saw what the person was promoting. All right. This is the bio, her bio. Gail Mack. I'm naming names. August 1988, went to Egypt to anchor in the feminine. That's New Agey. Okay. Isis came through her at the Temple of Isis. Isis spoke through her on her website. Okay. That's just what her bio. She wrote this. 1989. She was ordained by Lady Olivia Robertson, the founder of the Fellowship of Isis. Her spiritual name is White Bird. And she was ordained as priestess Hierophant and founded the Lyceum of the White Bird of Isis, which is an Egyptian small g god. Paganism, New Age, touchy-feely paganism. In 1993, she was a fellowship of ISIS coordinator for Parliament of the World Religion. And she met the Dalai Lama. Now, if you doubt what I'm saying, and you think I'm being too harsh, the website is Keys to Ascension, that's all one word, KEYSTOASCENSION.com. Go to that website and look at it, and you tell me if that isn't pagan, and that was on EFR. Are a Christian identity station. I can't help it. I've got to put this out. This needs to stop. This is not acceptable. I don't care what she's doing, trying to heal this and heal that, and vibrations and crystals and all this other stuff. That's witchcraft. Got it? Witchcraft? You shall not suffer a witch to live. Oh, smiley, touchy-feely, warm and fuzzy, promoting love in the name of a pagan little g God. Is this what we stand for in Israel? Is it? I think not, brothers and sisters. I think not. And I'm calling the tune. This is wrong. It is demonic. I don't care what promo. I don't care about vibratory machines or crystals or whatever. If you're doing it in the name and associating with pagan deities, it is not of Yahweh, and you should avoid it like the proverbial plague. This is the slipping in of lies into our fellowship. We are to have no fellowship with people like this. No fellowship whatsoever, and anybody that promotes this goes against Yahweh, and if you don't like that, that's tough. I don't care how mad you get. I don't want to have fellowship with people like that. You hear me? When you turn against Yahweh and you promote somebody that worships a pagan god and is a priestess of a pagan god, don't say you serve the Father. Oh, we have to have unity. No, we do not have to have unity with paganism. No, we don't. And any effort to have unity when you bring in people like that is doomed to fail because Yahweh will not bless it. Yahweh will cause it to be smitten. That's a warning. You understand? A warning? There have been other incidents of saying, no, I don't like this law, so we need to do away with it. Oh, we shouldn't have these disputations. We all should unify. We should support one another. Boy, that sure sounds good, except when you take a look at what is being promoted. You can't have Yahweh worship and paganism. It's like trying to Christianize the pagan holidays of the Judeo-Christian churches. Christmas and Easter. Christ Mass for the dead Christ. Ishtar Sunday for the pagan goddess of fertility. Who in the heck is Isis? It's a pagan god. Pagan. Against Yahweh. You shall not call on the name of other Elohim. No ifs, no ands, no buts, no ambiguity, no shades of gray. There's no shade of gray on that. None at all. And I have been gritting my teeth and trying to restrain myself And Yahweh just said, let it have both barrels, son. Well, there they are. Boom, boom. I do not and will not support paganism. I do not and will not support anyone that promotes paganism or fellowships with pagans. Now, this is going to break fellowship for me, okay? This is going to make an enemy. I understand that. But I'm not going to back off because I'm telling the truth. And the people that listened to that program the other night are up in arms. They are disgusted. They are disheartened. They listened to that New Age psychobabble coming out of this woman's mouth. All in the name of love, 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 love. And God is guiding us. What God wouldn't ask that question? Would not ask the question, what God do you worship? Who do you call on when you worship? I asked and asked and asked. Ask that question, please. Wouldn't do it. Wouldn't do it. What does that tell me? I've heard a lot of talk. Oh, Yahweh this and Yahweh that. No, praise Yahweh. And then this comes out? This is so far out in left field, it's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Go to that website, keystoascension.com. You take a look at it, brothers and sisters. I'm sure she's not going to pull it down. And you tell me if that isn't straight out paganism. Witchcraft. Don't care what science is with it. When you worship a pagan Egyptian god, that's of the devil. That's of the devil. I saw the comments in the chat room. Oh, we shouldn't have dissension. Yes, we should. Yes, we should have dissension. Big time dissension. No paganism on EFR. I'm not going to stand for it. I'm going to speak out against it. There is one El, and that is Yahweh, and there is no other, and there is no name under heaven but that name. And anything else is of the devil. Shame, 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 shame. There's not a lot more I can say, brothers and sisters. I have quoted scripture. I have given you the verses. I'm going to read them off to you again in case you didn't get them all. That's the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 12. Chapter 18, verse 11. Chapter 20, verse 3. Now, that may be some verses that follow that. You need to read that whole passage, wherever, you know, up and back. Chapter 23, verse 13. Chapter 23, verse 24. chapter 23, verse 32 and 33 in the book of Exodus. The book of Numbers, chapter 25, verses 2, 3, and 5. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 28. Chapter 5, verse 7. Chapter 6, verses 14 and 15. Chapter 8, verse 19. Chapter 11, verses 16 and 28. The book of Joshua, chapter 23, verse 7. New Testament, book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 14. 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 13 and 14. The book of Galatians, chapter 1, verse 8. Now, I said you may have to read past that, bunch of them, but read those passages. The book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 11 and 12. The book of Revelations, chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. Those are the verses. I got a little over 10 minutes and I need to cool down. I am very upset, as you can tell. A great disappointment. I'm going to play the songs that I want to play, some Christian songs. And then the bumper music. You will have to understand my anger. When I confront the forces of darkness that oppose Yahweh, I get angry. My zeal for His house has eaten me up. There is no El but Yahweh and no Redeemer but Yahshua HaMashiach. Thank you.
Thank you.
Here I lay up on my dying pillow. Round my bed I see those tear-dimmed eyes. They are watching the saddest thing that can happen. They're seeing a sinner as he dies. Me.
Thank you very much.
Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.